56. Opera. You've been listening to that music for ages. What is it?
It's an opera composed by Monteverdi.
Oh, it's by Monteverdi. It's too old for me. Who invented it anyway?
Opera was invented by a group of wealthy people in Florence who wanted to reproduce ancient Greek dramas.
Wasn't the first real opera Daphne by Jacopo Peri written over 400 years ago?
Yes, it was. I'm surprised you know that. Peri's opera is lost because there were no music publishers then, but we know it existed because so many people wrote comments about the performance of Daphne.
So, Monteverdi started after this, changing the form into the modern style we know today. He added arias, allowing the singers to express the emotions of their characters and to show off their singing abilities.
Right. And later on, other composers added many other things. For example, chorus parts, dances, and instrumental parts. After this, opera grew and changed in many ways.
It comes from Italy, right? I mean, all of these composers were Italian, but Mozart was Austrian.
That's because it was so popular and spread to Germany, France, England, Russia, Spain, Portugal, and other countries. But yes, it originated in Italy.
Were all of the first operas written in Italian?
Yes. Even foreigners like Mozart wrote in Italian. But later, as it expanded, they started to write in their own languages.
Okay, so I know it started in Italy and became widespread across Europe pretty quickly, but that doesn't explain how it came to America.
European immigrants brought opera to the United States in the 18th and 19th centuries. That's why we have the Met, or Metropolitan Opera House. It opened in 1883.
I see. But why is it still so popular nowadays? Opera fans still love to attend operas at the Met.
Most operas on at the Met nowadays are 18th and 19th century ones, written by Mozart, Puccini, Wagner, and so on. I guess people just find them incredibly beautiful. I know I do.
It is an interesting topic, but I think I'll stick to my pop music.